say is thank you, David. And all of us in the Alumni Board would like to welcome you here to the gala, the final event of Reunion Weekend. We also like to say how much we have enjoyed speaking to you, to hear your stories, to hear how the class of 1972 used to shoot dove from the parking lot where the VA hospital now is, and all the other fun stories about your families and things you've done since then. It is my great honor and privilege to present tonight the 2012 winner of the Distinguished Alumnus Award. But first, let me give you a little bit of background about the award itself. The award started in 1991 when we wanted to, as Alumni Association, to recognize those people who had outstanding principals in the medical profession, who have made outstanding contributions to society, the field of medicine, through patient care, basic research, clinical research, and our health services and administration. So the Alumni Association Award Committee gets together and they use three criteria in order to select the nominee. The nominees, first is the nominee's service to the medical profession, second is service to the community, and third is service to the School of Medicine. This year's recipient, I'm proud to say and very honored to say, this Distinguished Alumnus Award goes to Dr. Larry Holley, a member of the class of 1973. The hardest part about introducing Dr. Holley is the fact that we have time is short, so I'm going to keep it about 8 minutes. I think it's going to be seven because I'll talk really fast. It's just my nature. But he's done wonderful things. So these are the highlights that I want to actually talk to you about. Dr. Holley has made an indelible impact on the School of Medicine and the Health Science Center, the Beaumont community, and the medical profession, not only locally, but nationally. First, in the area of service to the school, Dr. Holley served as the president of the School of Medicine Alumni Association from 2006 to 2010, and I must say those were big cowboy boots to step into. During his tenure as president, he has led the association to make some of the most significant achievements to date. Most specifically, let me name a few of them. In 2009, thanks to Dr. Holley's vision, we kicked off the Student Education Enhancement Fund. This is a campaign I know that you've all heard about over the weekend. It's one that transforms the educational experience of our medical students. It's one that's also given things like the Holley Auditorium, the tutoring services, the ability for students to go off to things like to India, to Ethiopia, to Haiti. And we also provide scholarships. Also, during his time, he breathed new life into the HOST program. The HOST program is one when you're a medical student, you go off to do your residency training programs for your interviews, that alumni will actually host them in their homes or meet with them and give them support. So we invite all of y'all to participate and thank the ones who have already done so. In addition, under his leadership, we were able to establish the Rio Grande Valley Alumni Chapter. And I'm proud to say that this is the very first regional chapter in the association's history. And since that time, we've actually been able to establish now the Dallas chapter. And I want to thank Siobhan Wang, who's been really instrumental in that collaboration. In addition to serving as president of the Alumni Association, Dr. Holley has made a true impact on the whole medical school in general. He has actively participated in the primary care education for students and in faculty on campus. As an adjunct professor of family and community medicine at the Health Science Center. He's also presented a lot of CNEs in the electronic health record, in which he's been a leader. He's when it came time for the search committee to be put together with the Dean of School of Medicine, as well as the president of the Health Science Center, you can bet Dr. Holley's leadership was very instrumental in that selection. In addition, Dr. Holley and his lovely wife, Carolyn, have also invested generously into our school for student scholarships, faculty endowments, and the educational programs. Among the many, many contributions they've made to the Health Science Center, they made the actual lead gift to the Student Educational Enhancement Fund, which actually enabled us to start. He also has established the class of 1973, as well as the class of 2010 endowed scholarships. They've also together endowed the Dr. and Mrs. James L. Holly Distinguished Professorship in the Patient-Centered Medical Home, and Robert E. Bellew, correct? And William Richmond Holly, Senior Distinguished Lecture Series, also in the Medical Home. They have made the initial gift to the Primary Care Institute. So if that's not enough, let's move on to the next criteria, the service to the community. Dr. Holly is the founder and the CEO of the Southeast Texas Medical Associates, which is fondly called SETMA. SETMA is actually a progressive multi-specialty practice that exemplifies the concept of the patient-centered medical home. He has worked tirelessly to build a practice that is unsurpassed nationally in all of the key quality of care and efficiency metrics. SETMA is one of the few, and maybe the one and only, clinic in America that received both the NCQA Patient-Centered Medical Home Recognition and the AAACH Medical Home Accreditation. Since 1998, Dr. Holly has written a health column for the local newspaper, which is called Your Life and Your Health. And it's a wonderful column. It addresses not only the common and the unusual health problems, but also addresses a wide range of policies that are related to the transformation of healthcare in America. So if you have the opportunity, you really would like to get on his email list because it's absolutely delightful. Not only is it intellectually stimulating, is it spiritually uplifting, it's incredibly inspiring. In addition, there's more. Dr. Holly created the SETMA Foundation, which has provided healthcare funding for those who are unable to afford their healthcare. In the last 3 years, the partners of SETMA have actually given $1.5 million to the foundation. So if that's not enough, in the area of service to the profession, Dr. Holly has become a recognized national leader in the electronic health records, clinical decision support, deployment of quality metrics, public reporting and provider performance, and guess what? The patient-centered medical home. He also keeps a busy travel schedule, as you can imagine. He meets with medical school educators, software companies, as well as hospital leaders and clinical practitioners around the country to share his incredible insights about applying technology to the improvement of patient care. Dr. Holly has also done a great service to us as physicians because he has gone before Congress and testified several occasions on the issue of health care reform. In addition to this, Dr. Holly participates in the development of national health care policy through the National Quality Forum and the Patient-Centered Primary Care Collaborative. He also serves on the Patient Safety and Quality Outcome Steering Committee for the Healthcare Information and Management System Society and contributes to their website. So I must admit that we were actually very thrilled when we received our very first letter of recommendation of Dr. Holly from Dr. Dean Halbert, sitting right here in front of us, a graduate of the class of 1989 and a partner with Dr. Holly in SETMA. I'm happy to say that Dean and his lovely wife, Gina, are here tonight to help us honor Dr. Holly. So as I've mentioned, here they are, with a great gratitude for your excellent letter that said everything so perfectly. I'm also happy that Dr. Holly and Mrs. Holly's son, Richmond, as well as his wife, Jennifer, and their beautiful grandchildren who now either are under the table or disappeared.
They've disappeared.
It's my child under the table. But just wonderful children. Just an aside really quickly, as we honor Dr. Holly, as you know, a contribution was made to him for the Holly Auditorium, and his name is a huge over $1 million contribution from one of his prior partners. And we had a celebration in February, and his children, his grandchildren, got up to speak. And it was the most heartwarming thing that you could have ever seen by talking about their love for their grandfather. It was just so wonderful. I could only hope my children could do such things. So, just one quick thing as a personal note. To me and all of us on the alumni board, Dr. Holly has been a true inspiration. It's your compassion that you not only show your patients, it's your passion that you've shown in healthcare around the country. And it's also your deep commitment that you have to your family and your love that you've expressed to us that's been also very heartwarming to us all and very wonderful to see that someone so great in the area of medicine can also balance their life and have such a wonderful, wonderful family. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's my pleasure to congratulate this year's Distinguished Alumnus Award to Dr. Larry Holley.